Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. It's good to be back. I hope you had a tremendous Wednesday. That means the morning, the afternoon, the evening, here in the night. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down on the other side of the glass, almost on the other side of the country, not that far. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And what else is new? We got a lot to get into tonight. First of all, it's Wednesday night. I'm going to bring you a new top six list. That'll happen 2 hours from now. It's a little bit of a surprise. Got some positivity here for tonight's top six. And so I'll bring that to you 2 hours from now. Right now, in Boston, Massachusetts, it is an ass-whooping. The Boston Celtics are smacking around the Philadelphia 76ers 101-75. Okay, Boston is about to tie this series up. They get nothing from Tatum. About halfway through the fourth quarter right now, and Tatum himself only has 7 points. Tonight was also the return of Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has 15 points, 27 minutes. Philadelphia has, they're waving the white flag, you know, as I speak. There's no point in them trying to bounce back from this. Down 26 points at this point. A few minutes ago, they were down a 30-plus, and so Joel Embiid wins MVP, and then he gets smacked around up in Boston. I know there's been a lot going on last night. The Los Angeles Lakers walking away with a victory over the Golden State Warriors. Jordan Poole putting up a patented dumbass shot. We'll get into that. Speaking of a dumbass, I know I've been gone for a few days. Dylan Brooks, the NBA's chief dumbass, we'll get into that guy. Randall Cobb, he's joining Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, he's everywhere. He's at Ranger games before they get eliminated. He's at Knicks games to watch the Knicks win and lose. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. Hey, Shep, how you feeling, man? You good?
I'm doing really well, JR. It's great to have you back. Just very quickly, by the way, yeah. I was laughing when you said that because he talks enough, Aaron Rodgers, and obviously we know you host nationally 5 days a week. Yeah. You also host on WF Fans. You're going to have to talk about this guy 6 days every single week, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I got a problem talking about the guy. He's a pain in the ass. Yeah. At one point in time, he was my favorite quarterback, and then he became a whiny, never shut up. And so, anyway, we'll get into Aaron Rodgers and his wonderful friends. It seems that he is taking the New York sports scene just in whole, as he should, being a new New Yorker or a new New Jersey or whatever the hell you call him. Aaron Rodgers has arrived. And I've arrived, folks. As I mentioned, it was a ridiculously busy week. Last week, I literally went from D.C. Doing some work and stuff with Special Olympics. Then I went to New York to do some advertising week stuff with Agents of Inclusion. And I was hanging out with Shep in the studio. And then went to Kansas City, hung out with Zach Gelb and Ryan Hickey and Andrew Perloff. And we did the NFL draft, and then I immediately finished the NFL draft in Kansas City. And the next thing you know, Saturday comes, and I'm in Kansas City. Saturday, I'm on New York City radio for WFAN. And so, hey, my body, my throat, my voice said, man, shut up. You need to relax. And so here I am. Not at 1,000,000%, but I'm feeling damn good. And I hope you are too. I just told you about someone who probably isn't feeling too good. It's Joel Embiid. It's got to be mixed feelings, mixed emotions. Joel Embiid last night, while I was not here. And Shep, thank you for holding it down for me, man. I appreciate that.
My pleasure, man. It's an honor.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How was the show last night? I didn't listen. What happened?
Just,
no, I didn't listen.
Just some NBA basketball and some all-time top 10 greats going at each other. You know, that thing in the second round.
Oh, Steph Curry and LeBron James.
Yeah, and a silly shot at the end, if you ask me, JR.
Well, Jordan Poole is not the... we found out why Draymond punched him in the face. But I'm just saying, we found out why Draymond punched him.
That's
anyway,
why, huh?
Say what, what?
So that's why, because they knew he would take an errant shot in game one of a Western Conference semifinals game instead of Stephen Clay. I'm
sure there's been a whole lot more funny business over the past few years, but we'll get into them. Look, this is a beating right now. It would have been nice to return tonight, and thank you to everybody on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker. If you don't know this by now, you should smack or punch yourself. Don't do it behind the wheel. But if you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I am also on the internet or online or social media or whatever the hell you want to call it. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I was hoping to have a good game to come back to tonight. Not this beatdown, not this ass-whooping that we currently have between Philadelphia and Boston. Boston getting ready to tie this series up. Current score is 112-79. They're just running this clock on out the way. But last night, yesterday evening, Joel Embiid did get crowned the NBA MVP. After 2 years, Nikola Jokic, after 2 years for Joel Embiid, kind of being the backup, the runner-up to Jokic, Joel Embiid finally gets the hardware. They announced it on TNT. His teammates loved him. They're giving him a hug while they were in the hotel. And it's all kisses and hugs. And James Harden gifted Joel Embiid with a Rolex. Joel Embiid is like, oh, man, this is awesome. This is my first damn watch. And good for him. And then he continued on. And Joel Embiid, he spoke to the media. And he says, yes, it feels good to finally win my first MVP. It's not about MVP. It's about the rings.
Feels good, obviously. That's something that I dreamed of and, I've always wanted, especially when I started, playing basketball. That was always the goal. And, obviously there's other goals and stuff, but, this is just one step to whatever I want to accomplish, which is, to win championships.
Yeah, it's what you want, right? I remember when Joel Embiid was drafted, and it's kind of wild. Joel Embiid drafted in 2014, okay? He didn't play the first 2 years because his feet basically said, no, thank you. He was the third overall pick by the 76ers. This was all about the process. A lot of losing in Philadelphia. Andrew Wiggins was selected number one overall by the Cavs, okay? Jabari Parker. Remember Jabari Parker? This man was selected by the Bucks. Joel Embiid went third. Aaron Gordon, now of the Nuggets, went fourth. Dante Exum, who is not even in the NBA right now, went fifth. Marcus Smart went sixth. Julius Randle, seventh. Nick Stauskas went eighth. And I will stop there. No, I won't. Noah Vonleh went ninth. Elfrid Payton, also not in the NBA right now, I think playing in Puerto Rico, he went tenth. Joel Embiid is the best player right there in that top 10 without a shadow of a doubt. And he started off his career as a troll. Joel Embiid was the dude that everybody said, man, you don't even play basketball games. Get off of Twitter. He came out of Kansas, couldn't play in the league because his busted feet. And they said, man, you got to get serious. You got to lose weight. You got to get in shape. You got to be more dominant. And that's exactly what Joel Embiid has really started to do over the past several years. And you need to appreciate what he's done. For a dude who came from Cameroon to try to get a degree and to try to maybe play basketball, somebody who thought about quitting, he's one of the most dominant centers that the NBA has ever seen when he's actually healthy, which is nice. And so Joel Embiid, even though he won the MVP last night, he says, you know what? This is bigger than basketball.
There's a reason why, you know, these are the best basketball players in the world. And to be sitting here and, you know, feel like, I want something as far as, you know, the most valuable player is great. But then again, he's also part of my story because I've always felt like I was a role model, and especially to my Cameroonian people and my African people. And I feel like, you know, just looking at my story, that's, you know, they can look at it and be like, wow, he did it. Probably the probability of someone like me, you know, starting playing basketball at 15, to get the chance to be the MVP of the league is, you know, I'd say probably negative zero.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what he's done. And you look at how the NBA has changed. I mean, the past few MVPs, we're going from two folks with African lineage. Joel Embiid directly out of Africa, coming out of Cameroon. You look at Jokic coming out of Serbia, back to back. You go ahead and look at Giannis, Greek Nigerian. The NBA has just, it's changed. It's grown. I would think maybe if he can stop drinking some of the beer and maybe stick to being healthy, who knows? There's some guy in Dallas, I don't know, some dude named Luka who one day might also win an MVP, but it ain't promised to nobody. The NBA MVP is rooted in stories. If you look at Embiid's numbers this year, Embiid just turned 29 in March, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, played 66 games. Okay, fine. He's going to miss time. He's big, gigantic dude. He's injury prone. Fine. Nikola Jokic, I thought he was on his way late in the season on winning his third consecutive, but then he stopped playing, trying to rest his leg for the playoff, and now he's out here busting the Suns' ass. We'll get to that. Jokic almost averaged a triple-double this year. 0.2 of an assist away from averaging a triple-double. 9.8 assists, and he would have averaged a triple-double. About 25 points, 12 rebounds, 9.8 assists in 69 games. It's fatigue there with Jokic. Will he get the last laugh? We don't know. It looks like they might handle the Suns and their lack of depth. Nikola Jokic is showing, yeah, I can bust ass too. I can go out there and score. This was Embiid's year, especially as Jokic kind of stopped playing towards the end of the year. And so Embiid, he deserves it. Does he have the team? Does he have the depth to win that championship? I'm not so sure. It ain't looking good right now. We saw James Harden erupt in game one without Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid comes back. Everybody kind of comes back down to earth. And the Celtics just kind of wipe them out of the building. There's a minute left in the game. Boston is leading 119-84. Joel Embiid, before tonight's game, he continued on in his press conference, and he said, yeah, I lied to y'all. I told you the MVP doesn't matter, so you would leave me alone. But it is about MVPs. It is about championships. It's about putting together a full body of work and just trying to win everything. Listen to this.
I think a lot of people have this misconception of, the difference between being competitive and wanting to win everything possible. I don't want to win this award because, it's just the MVP. I want to win it because it means a lot to me. Like I said, I went through a lot, and that's just a validation of, that. Everything, the sacrifices and everything you went through, is paying off in some ways. And, obviously winning a championship is going to be way better and we have that opportunity. But, I'm just competitive. I want it all. I want to win everything that I can get my hands on. And everybody around me knows that.
Congratulations to your 2022-2023 NBA MVP, Joel Embiid. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and right now, this minute, this second, seconds away from losing to the Boston Celtics in Game 2, 121-85. We're going to have a final score momentarily. Joel Embiid finishes tonight. His return from his knee injury. He's been gone almost 2 weeks now, not playing basketball. 27 minutes, 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Not necessarily to have Joel Embiid out there on the floor, especially in this ass-whooping Boston Celtics about to tie this series up at 1-1. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Joel Embiid is back. After 2 days, I am back. We're going to take a break. We're going to get into the final of this game, which will be final momentarily. And I want to tell you about a baseball pitcher who is also back. We'll get into him. He beat cancer. And he's on his way back to Major League Baseball. We got a lot to do. We got the top 6, of course, tonight. We're going to get into Dylan Brooks. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. We'll look into that series between LeBron and Steph Curry. We got a lot to do. Happy Wednesday night. I'm back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Boston Celtics just beat the Philadelphia 76ers. The final score, 121-87. Tonight, notable because it was the return of Joel Embiid off of his knee injury and also coming off of his MVP victory last night, beating out Nikola Jokic, Embiid winning his first MVP. Not the greatest of returns when you get smacked. Boston was able to tie the series up 1-1 before they head back to Philadelphia. Embiid in his return, 27 minutes, 15 points, 5 blocks and 3 rebounds. Now, let me be clear here. It's not Joel Embiid's fault that they lost. They couldn't hit anything. James Harden tonight finishing with only 12 points. This is the same James Harden that only not even a few games ago, last game, game 1, Monday night, James Harden with no Embiid had 45 points. And tonight he shows up and goes flat. 2 of 14 from the field. 2 of 14. He made basically all of his points from the free throw line. 8 of 10. Tyrese Maxey, 13 points. Just Tobias Harris, 16. They got crap off the bench. Nothing happened. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, They went nuts. Malcolm Brogdon, who had a key turnover in game one, you might remember, passing the ball, giving it to Maxey. He had 23 points. Sixth man of the year, knocked down six threes. Brown, 25 points. And then Al Horford and Tatum, they had garbage games. Al Horford only had 5 points, 2 of 10 shooting. And Tatum, man, pitiful. You watched a good majority of this game on the bench. Tatum had 7 points, 1 of 7 from the field. Where was the turning point of this game? The turning point for this game was the third quarter. The Celtics outscored the Sixers 35-16. They got busy, they got hot, and they were knocking down buckets. I told you Brogdon, he had six threes. How about this one? Putting them up, the Celtics, 81-60. This is courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network.
Pass to Jaylen. Jaylen going to go right at Embiid. Pump fake turn, throws it back out of the wing for a Brogdon three.
That was sweet. Sweet!
He kept going, folks. That was Malcolm Brogdon hitting 1-3. How about another one not too long after, extending the lead some more?
Harden gets into the paint, floats him with a left-hand, bad shot, falls short. Harden dives to the floor, so they have numbers again. Celtics do. Jaylen Brown for Brogdon. Going to try the three for the right side. Got it. And the route is on.
Ooh, sandwich time, please.
A 13-0 Boston run. They lead by 26.
Yeah, 76ers. I don't know what happened at halftime. Were they asleep? Like, what happened here? Grant Williams, who's been trying to get more burn in the playoffs as they kind of roll on. Grant Williams had four threes. He finished with 12 points. That's all the shots he took, all threes. Even Grant Williams got in on the action. Listen to this.
Jaylen Brown lines up Harris. Spins. Harris reaches in, punches it away. Jaylen has it back, throws out to Brogdon, 5 of the shot clock. Brogdon driving on Niang, gets in deep, throws out to the wing, tough catch for Grant Williams, but he steps to his left, knocks down a three. That absolutely beat the shot clock buzzer, and the Celtics just pouring it on right now.
Yeah, you might understand by now there's a theme here, right? Threes. Three-point shots. Malcolm Brogdon gave them another one, extended the lead to 29 points in the third quarter. Listen to this.
Brown Williams, loose ball, lead to Brogdon. Sixers almost done here. Brogdon pull up three. Good night.
They pouring the mustard, the ketchup, the peanut butter on these dudes now.
A 31-9 bludgeoning here in the third quarter of game two, and the Celtics have a 29-point lead.
Cook them.
Shep, what is he cooking? He said ketchup. What else did he say?
Peanut butter?
Ketchup, mustard, and peanut butter? What the hell do you eat where you put all three of them on one thing? What is that? Is soup?
Cook 'em!
Nah, that's nasty, man. Whatever he's cooking, I don't want to go to his house.
Cook 'em!
Nah, he can keep it himself. Yeah, you know what? Malcolm Brogdon got it done, knocking down threes. And yeah, just take a listen. This is the final call from the Celtics radio network. This is when the bleeding finally stopped.
Sixers will have to inbound that it was a difficult 48 hours. Heavy dose of criticism and the bandwagon getting a lot lighter. But 2 days later, the clock hits triple zeros and the Celtics are not only alive, they are well as they bludgeon the Sixers in game two to even the Eastern Conference semifinals. The final score, 121-87.
Yeah, beatdowns are going to happen. You know, it happens in every sport and every series. It could happen any game, any time. It could be the finals or preseason game. Beatdowns are going to happen. You just hope that a game that you're watching or a game that you're attending doesn't happen to be one of those beatdowns. Tonight it was. And ultimately here, and I'm not judging this off of tonight or 2 nights ago, I think the Boston Celtics will win this series. I just don't think the 76ers have enough depth in the talent department. I think they will have to be overly reliant on Joel Embiid, yes, the MVP, coming off of injury. You have a James Harden who, you know, had a bunch of days off, went to Vegas, comes back and drops 45 points after some rest, and he only has 12 the next game. You got Maxey. They're going to bounce back. This will probably be the worst game that they have for this series. But the Celtics, they got too much to throw at them. You know, Al Horford had a bad game. You'd be surprised if Al Horford has a double-double the next game. Is Tatum only going to have 7 points? I mean, he scored 7 points here in a blowout tonight. And Jaylen Brown, it was his time to shine with Brogdon. Brown, 25 points, 9 of 17 from the field, 3 of 6 from deep. He's the other all-star on this team. Jaylen Brown, he spoke to TNT after the game, Ali LaForce, and he told her about the W.
Jaylen, what a different game than game one. How were you able to change the narrative?
It's just setting the tone on defense. Just trying to be aggressive on both sides of the ball, getting our teammates going. Malcolm had a big game, and just setting the tone on defense and having fun.
A huge difference, too, was points in the paint. A much more balanced attack offensively tonight. How did you approach what they were trying to take and get from you offensively?
Just trying to be aggressive and take what the defense gives me. I feel like I can get to the basket whenever I want. So just trusting the game, letting the game tell you what to do, and playing basketball like the way I know how.
Even more importantly, you got this win while Philadelphia had the MVP of the league on the court. I know he wasn't 100%, but still, a win like this on your home court going on the road, how important is it?
Super important and well-deserved. Well-deserved MVP from Joel, but tonight we got the win, and we're looking for another one tomorrow.
Not necessarily tomorrow. Game 3 will take place on Cinco de Mayo, Friday in Philadelphia. I'm sure that there will be a lot of Philadelphians who are very, very celebratory. They'll be in a celebratory mood, win, lose, or draw. Maybe if they're not celebrating, they're going to be a lot of yelling and cursing and booing and screaming. I think there's going to be a lot of margaritas flowing on Friday afternoon into Friday evening. The final score one more time, the Philadelphia 76ers, they get smashed tonight in Boston, 121-87. The series is now tied 1-1. And let's see if the Celtics can take a lead on Friday and get a little bit closer to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, I told you I'm back. I said that Joel Embiid is back. I can also let you know there's a pitcher in Major League Baseball back from beating cancer. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Joel Embiid comes back. The Celtics, they smash the Sixers. Doesn't matter about Embiid. 121-87. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to the phones. And then I also want to tell you about, well, damn it, let's get right into that. I want to tell you about somebody else who made a return. And he's in the process of making a return to Major League Baseball. And this goes beyond what Joel Embiid did on a basketball court. You know, we shared with you the audio earlier on in the show about Joel Embiid coming out of Cameroon and not even knowing that he was going to make it in basketball. Just really starting to play basketball only as a teenager and now one of the most dominant centers that the league has seen. Definitely one of the most talented. Let's go from Cameroon, and I feel like we're going all over the world here. Let's go from Cameroon and actually take a look into moving into Australia. Yeah, that sounds kind of crazy, but let's go out to Australia And look at a pitcher in Major League Baseball. His name, Liam Hendricks. You might know Liam Hendricks. This is someone who's been an all-star closer in Major League Baseball for the past several years. Really started to come on real strong here with the Chicago White Sox. Formerly really started to get hot with the Oakland Athletics, but we know the Oakland Athletics, they just and they don't get too much love. They sell off everybody. And so Liam Hendricks has been lighting it up as their closer, three-time All-Star. But last year, ERA a little bit higher than normal. Liam Hendricks finished the season with an ERA of about 2.8. The second half, it was about a whole run higher than the first half. Well, back in December, Liam Hendricks, you'd figure in the prime of his life, 33, 34 years old, was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in December. And he immediately went into chemo in January. Not too long after that, he immediately, about a month later, was back on the mound. And he is actually right now, in the month of May, getting ready to go on a rehab assignment in the minor leagues, get a couple of games under his belt, and then return to the Chicago White Sox. So it's one thing to look at Joel Embiid's return and go, oh, he's coming back from a busted up knee. It's another thing to look at Liam Hendricks and say, hey, we got a professional athlete here competing at a high level, just beat cancer, and is getting ready to return to the mound. He actually had a press conference. He had his entire White Sox teammates in the back of the room. He spoke to the media, and in his Australian accent, Liam Hendricks told everybody, listen, I'm optimistic about this here, and this is why.
I pretty much convinced myself that it was a lymphoma to start off with before I actually got diagnosed, so it wasn't as big of a shock to me as it was to my wife. I still remember it was December 7th when I saw the team doctor, and he's like, look, it's showing like it could be lymphoma. We're moving forward, like the next step is to do a CAT scan to see, and then a CAT scan from there turned into a biopsy. But yeah, it was definitely a shock to the system. I was actually at the field when it swung by the doctor's office, which was in Glendale as well, and then I had a nice 40-minute drive home to really contemplate things. But it was never a thing to me where I ever worried, like, I never self-involved and looked into it as a why me thing. I looked at it as a why not me. I mean, as some of you may understand, I tend to have a little rosier perspective on life than Gen Pop. So that was my process behind it. Look, I've got this. This is my next challenge.
I got to respect that. He didn't look at it as, hey, why me? Why did this happen to me? He took the approach of, man, why not me? This is something that I can go out there and actually go ahead and conquer. And so kudos to Liam Hendricks and his return. I'll put it to you this way. The White Sox need him. The White Sox need a whole lot more than Liam Hendricks and his return. Right now for the season, they got a record of 9-21. Okay, it was just a couple of days ago that they put a stop to a 10-game losing streak. And so, Liam Hendricks, hey, God bless you on your return. Congratulations. It's all good and well. Man, you ain't coming back to the best of situations. But, hey, there are bigger things in life. And so, at least in this regard, Liam Hendricks can go ahead and look at the bright side of things as he is doing. Hey, Shep, this is the fun part about sports, when you can actually get up and inspire people just with your own works and your own actions. It doesn't matter if you're coming out of Cameroon like Joel Embiid, or whether you're hot out of Australia now throwing baseballs like Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's why people are very taken back in a positive way by what you do in your podcast and all that you do for Special Olympics and all that you have done. We live in a country right now that goes beyond sports, that is so about dividing and about being divisive, and it is really refreshing to hear Liam Hendricks come out and say something that most people don't say when they get the worst news of their entire life. And it's just absolutely incredible that he has this perspective at such a young age, and it just makes you root for him. It makes him impossible to dislike in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and you know, as a baseball player, Liam Hendricks has And I guess why not? I think most there's no crying in baseball, and baseball players are tough and they're gritty and et cetera, on and on. Man, Liam Hendricks, I've seen him out on the mound cursing people out. Like, he is not to be played with. We know folks from Australia have the tough guy stigma smashed on them or put on them. We know people make jokes about everything about Australia. The bugs and animals are bigger, and everything in Australia is just tough. You have no choice but to be tough. And Liam Hendricks, man, to think about someone having cancer, being diagnosed in December, going through chemo in January, and being back on a mound throwing a baseball in February is just amazing to me. Do I think he was out there in February throwing gas? No, I don't think he was out there throwing 200 miles per hour. But just the fact that in less than 6 months, he's going to be back out on a mound in the major leagues is just certainly something to look forward to and admire. And I'm rooting for him. I look forward to seeing what he can do for the White Sox. It really sucks that the White Sox, they stink right now. Can't do anything about that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And, you know, this is also pretty pitiful, pretty sad.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm saying, the White Sox, here's what we call a transition. And I get these messages all the time. The White Sox are not the only team in baseball right now that suck. Okay, look, they won tonight. Good for them. They beat Minnesota 6-4. The New York Yankees, they had to go into extra innings to go ahead and beat Cleveland. The Yankees won tonight 4-3 in 10 innings. The Yankees are getting smacked all over the place in the court of public opinion. Are they Chicago White Sox bad right now? No, they're not. In beating Cleveland tonight, the Yankees improved their record to 17-15. But their general manager, Brian Cashman, he has had to basically go on in a, what would you call it? I am sorry. I am not sorry. It's early in the season. Stick around. Wait to see what I do. I'll be okay. Type tour. The New York Yankees are basically the walking wounded right now. Giancarlo Stanton is hurt. What else is new, right? Giancarlo Stanton wakes up and he pulls a calf muscle just by eating breakfast. You have Aaron Judge. He's over here trying to steal third, and he comes up with a hip injury. Harrison Bader comes back. He's back for like 2 days, man, and now he's hurt after a collision. You have Peraza, who's also hurt. New York Yankees gave Rodon a gigantic contract, and Rodon hasn't even pitched yet. And so Brian Cashman is getting destroyed right now because the Yankees are basically a 500 team right now. And his thing is, don't worry about it, guys. I understand why you're mad, but wait for the whole damn season. Listen to Brian Cashman, GM of the Yankees.
Don't give up on us. That's all I can tell you. Don't count us out. Don't give up on us. We got a good group of people, player-wise, staff-wise, support staff-wise. It's a championship caliber operation from that perspective.
Oh, can they be healthy first, though, bro? Like the Yankees, who is the youngest Yankee contributor with a future? Volpe? The Yankees are just a bunch of 30-year-old guys running around, and then they just all get hurt. It's like, oh, and by the way, Max Scherzer, he returned from his suspension. Max Scherzer, he got smacked around today as well. New York Mets, they lose to Detroit 6-5. Max Scherzer coming off of his suspension for the sticky stuff. Smacked around earlier today. Oh, doubleheader, by the way. But how you going to win games when you don't have any young dudes? The Yankees can't even get past the Houston Astros. And Brian Cashman is telling everybody, hey, guys, it's going to be okay. It's early. Yankee fans have been patient for a long time now. Yankees haven't won a championship since 2009. Every year they win 90 games, 100 games. And then they get smacked by the Astros.
But, JR.
Yes.
The silver lining, and you know this, obviously, hosting in New York. In my opinion, I think you would agree with this, they have the best pitcher in baseball.
The Yankees?
Yes.
Gerrit Cole?
You're damn right. They have, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe they've won every single time he's been on the mound. I know he's 5-0, and I believe they're 7-0 when he does pitch. So just think where this team would be without him, and if they can just get a second and third consistent ace, they're going to be unbeatable if they can get to the postseason.
Yeah, they that's what Carlos Rodon is supposed to be.
Right, so there is a silver lining here if you are a Yankees fan.
Oh, no. No, there is no silver lining. I think Yankees fans are done with a silver lining. Gerrit Cole is amazing this season. He has an ERA of 1.3. And I'm sure I forgot the gentleman's name up in Toronto. Oh, man, he's a gigantic pitcher. He's got like 6'6", 250. He calls Gerrit Cole a cheater all the time. Mananic Manoah, Noah, something like that.
You're right, Alex Manoah, I believe, right?
Yeah, Alec Manoah, there you go. Yeah, he called Gerrit Cole a cheater. Says he's baseball's biggest cheater. But here's the thing. Gerrit Cole is fine. He deserves credit. He's earning his money. He shows up to every game. He gets his cash. He pitches. He's not a bust. But he goes into the postseason, and his bugaboo is giving up home runs. And so Gerrit Cole is nice, but you don't know what you're going to get when you get into the postseason. He could go 7 innings and have one inning where he gives up 3 bombs, and he strikes out everybody. He's just – the Yankees are maddening at this point. They're just good, paying a bunch of 30-year-olds, and they just – they can't get the job done. It just – very frustrating for Yankee fans. Hey, but shout-outs to Liam Hendricks. He's going to be returning to those White Sox. That also suck. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of earning your money and actually showing up, we're going to talk about somebody who is no longer wanted by his team. We're going to get into Dylan Brooks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.